namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Text number 36. Nanama rupe guna janma karma bir. Nirupitavye tavatasya sakshinoha. Mano vacho bhyam anumeya vartmano. Deva kriyayam pratiyanti atapihi. Na nama rupe guna janma karma bir. Nirupita vieta vatasya sakshinaha. Mano vachobhyam anumeya vartmano. Deva kriyayam pratiyanti atapihi. Na, not. Nama rupe. The name and form. Guna. With attributes. Janma. Appearance. Karma bihi. Activities or pastimes. Nirupitavye. Are not able to be ascertained. Tava. Your. Tasya. Of him. Sakshinaha. Who is the direct observer? Manaha. Of the mind. Vachobhyam. Words. Anumeya. Hypothesis. Vartmanaha. The path. Deva. O Lord. Kriyayam. In devotional activities. Patiyanti. They realize. Atta api. Still. He indeed. You can be realized by the devotees. Indeed, you can be realized by the devotees. It says that. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. Purport. As stated in the Padma Purana, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyaih Sevon Murke Hidihuadhau Swayameva Spurat Yadaha. One cannot understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality and pastimes of Sri Krishna through one's materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Since Krishna and his transcendental name, form, and activities are all of a transcendental nature, ordinary persons or those who are only slightly advanced cannot understand them. Even big scholars who are non-devotees think that Krishna is fictitious. Yet although such so-called scholars and commentators do not believe that Krishna was factually a historical person, whose presence on the battlefield of Kurukshetra is recorded in the history of the Mahabharata. They feel compelled to write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and other historical records. Sevon Mukhe Hijiwadhau Swayameva Spurot Yadaha. Krishna's transcendental name form and attributes and activities can be revealed only when one engages in his service in full consciousness. This confirms Krishna's own words in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktiya mama bijanati yavan yuschasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God only by Sevon Mukha, by engaging oneself in the Lord's service. Can one realize the name, form, and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? One second. O Lord, the demigods say, the impersonalists who are non-devotees cannot understand that your name is identical with your form. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his actual form. In the material world, there is a difference between form and name. The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango. One cannot taste the mango fruit simply by chanting, mango, mango, mango. But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the name and form of the Lord chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And realizes that he is always in Krishna's company. This is another statement demigods are reiterating, that by speculative knowledge, by guesswork, by brain power, the Supreme refuses to reveal itself. But we should engage ourselves in the service of the Lord by devotional service. And he chooses to reveal himself. And Prabhupada quotes a very nice verse in the Padma Purana, which is also a key verse in the Nectar of Devotion. Rupa Goswami has picked out this verse. Probably we have it only because Rupa Goswami found it. And then we can cite another verse from the Chandogya Upanishad. Not Chandogya, Katha Upanishad. Nayam atma pavachanena labhyo na medhaya na bohuna shutena yam evaisha vinute tena labhyas tasyaisha atma vivinute tanum swam. This super soul, supreme soul, cannot be realized just by philosophical discourse, pavachanam, not by mental exercise, intellectual investigation. Nabahuna shrutena, nor by studying many scriptures, even scriptural study, will not reveal the truth, the personal truth. As in the Paramahamsa, it is said, Vedeshu dula bama dula bamatma bhakto. It's hard, impossible to find Krishna in the Vedas. He's found by the devotion of the heart only. So reading all the Vedic literatures will not help you discover Krishna if you have no devotion. Yamai Vaisha Vinute. When the Lord chooses to give his favor to someone, he gives that favor in the form of revealing his own personality. Vivinute tanum swam, his own bodily form. God is not just a light, not just an energy. He's a person with a body. And he reveals that transcendental body to whomever he chooses to. Then we might ask, there's more to ask then, how do you get chosen? The Christians have an idea. Protestant Christians think that some people are elected. They're chosen by God to be saved, and others are chosen by God to be damned. This is very similar to the Madhva Sampradaya's idea. It's God's choice. According to the Protestant theologian Calvin, Swiss theologian, 144,000 people in the world are elected to be saved. Everyone else will go to hell. And how do you, then you can wonder, well, how do I know I'm one of the saved? Well, they have ways of telling. Usually if you're rich and you give nice donation, then you're probably saved. Well, I mean, so that's one way of thinking about how does God choose? He just has a random choice. It's his, whim. But what is the Upanishad talking about there? Yamai Vaish, I don't think that's what the Kathopanishad is talking about. One whom God chooses. God doesn't just whimsically choose. He's ready to choose everybody and anybody. But he's waiting for us to become fit to be chosen, ready to be chosen. What's the use if he chooses us and we tell him, sorry, I'm not ready to go, I got business down here, I'm not finished. So what he's waiting for, or what he's hesitating about, what the Supreme Soul is hesitating about, is simply waiting for us to become ready to be chosen. We have to show some interest in Krishna. We have to turn our attention away from illusion. Our interest, our attention, our attraction should be to Krishna. Then he'll reveal himself to us. Why don't we see the transcendental nature of Vrindavan? Why don't we see Krishna? Why don't we hear his flute playing? Mainly because we're not seriously interested in it. And until we give up all other interests, that revelation won't happen. Krishna may withhold it even then, but at least we're certainly not going to get it until we're seriously interested in it. So that brings us to the point of this verse from the Padma Purana. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahiyam Indriyai Sevon Mukehi Jihwadao Swayameva Spuratyadaha. Krishna is a person. He's got many attractive aspects to his personality. His name, his form, his activities, his devotees, the different rasas you can taste in exchange with him, these are all different attractive features. Krishna Namani, his name and so on. But Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai, the senses, the material senses we're operating with now. Cannot perceive these transcendental attractive features of Krishna. And therefore we remain attracted to temporary, insipid pleasures of the material world. And we waste our lives pursuing them. The main problem is that we're not attracted to Krishna's name and so on. Well, what do? Our senses are no good for this. Should we just pluck them out? Should we just kill ourselves? No. These senses can be transformed. We have already our spiritual body. We don't need to destroy this body. We need to purify our consciousness, so our spiritual identity will be manifest. Seva mukhe jivato svayameva spuratyata. Krishna can reveal himself. Yame vaisha vinute tena labhyasi. Vivinite tanum swam. Krishna will reveal his form, his name, his form, his qualities. Even in this body, we just have to transcendentalize our apparatus. It's not that the senses can't be used in Krishna consciousness, can't be used to experience the bliss of being in contact with Krishna, but we have to retune them. They're operating on the wrong wavelength. They're on the wrong channel. We have to retune and get onto the right channel. We have to make them on the seva channel, seva mukhe, turn toward service. So there's a certain service wavelength that we have to put our senses on. And then it will be easy and natural for Krishna to reveal himself through that, on that channel. Or the translation Prabhupada gives here. One cannot understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Sri Krishna through one's materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by the transcendental service of the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Senses will not remain idle. We can try to sleep. How much can you sleep? 10 hours, 12 hours? You know, beyond that, sleep becomes painful. You can't do it anymore. And when you're awake, the senses demand activity. If we don't give them activities of pure Krishna consciousness, they'll take something inferior. But if we engage the senses in the transcendental activities, and it's not just, you know, the Babaji formula of sit and chant, and not even chant, just sit and meditate on the intimate pathways of Radha Krishna, maybe a little chanting and deity worship on top of that. No, our formula is, and this is the formula of Rupa Goswami, and the formula of this Padma Purana verse, Sevon Mukhe, active service. It's by service, by doing something for Krishna, that the senses come in and get attuned to the right channel. By active service. We can do the right thing, which is chant Hare Krishna, and try to meditate, but if we don't also do service to actually please the Vaishnavas and be of use to Krishna, then our senses won't be tuned exactly to the right channel. It'll be vague. Pure Krishna consciousness means to be exactly tuned, to be doing exactly what pleases Krishna, and not be doing the things that displease him. Mixed devotional service means it's, you know, you're doing something to please Krishna and a lot of other things that really displease him or you know, or he's indifferent to. And a lot of people who are trying to worship Krishna, worshiping Krishna in that mode, in those mixed modes. Something for him that he likes and a lot of garbage mixed in that he really doesn't like. A lot of noise, a lot of hype mixed in with some devotion. So that Krishna tolerates it. I don't know how much he likes it, how much he reciprocates. That's up to him. But we have opportunity through Srila Prabhupada to engage in the activities of pure Krishna consciousness, these preaching activities, these BBT publishing activities are the things, the activities that will help tune our senses to exactly the right channel. And then when we chant, the chanting will bring pleasure, spiritual pleasure. Okay. I guess I'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
One more question.
Oh, Udmukha means facing somebody, looking someone in the face. You know, Paramukha means turning away from, you're turning your face away, or turning your face toward. You know, so it's what you, the orientation of your face. I'm looking at you, that's Udmukha. If I try to look away from you, that's Paramukha. That's basically it.
You spoke about that we first of all have to deserve Krishna's mercy, like Krishna is hidden.
I was saying, be ready for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, Krishna hesitates to reveal himself.
Yeah.
So, but how to imagine the, you know, the, like we say, causeless mercy, or you know, Krishna reveals himself out of his causeless mercy.
Right, but still, he has his discretion. He doesn't. He does not oblige to give his mercy all the time to everybody. Causeless because there's no material cause, but he, you know, by his own sweet will, he gives it to somebody sometime and doesn't give it to someone else some other time. Actually, Vishnu Chakravarti in Madhurya Kadambini, his explanation of it is that bhakti itself is the cause. Krishna's mercy is distributed by the bhakti potency. And you can say, well, the devotees are distributing that mercy. Yes, but it's bhakti in their hearts that's making them do that. So bhakti is actually the force. So bhakti is the cause. There's no other cause of Krishna's mercy. That bhakti is independent. Therefore, it's called ahoitaki. But bhakti is discriminating. You know, she doesn't give herself away to just everybody freely. She's willing to, but she's just like the same thing. She wants to see that we're ready. Not going to give us a priceless treasure if we're going to drop it or throw it away. We have to be ready to handle it, that's all. You know, that's why I didn't say deserving, you know, that you're undeserving, you'll never get it. Everybody can get it eventually, but you have to get ready for it. Yeah. Everybody can have it, but when you're ready to have it, then you'll get it. No one's disqualified. You know, everyone has, every living being has the right to worship Krishna. But to get the full benefit of it, you have to do it right. Okay. Thank you. All glory to Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.